It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and thank you for tuning in to Episode 7, Giving Feedback, The New Constructive Criticism. Giving feedback is one of the greatest ways to coach and develop your team on the fly. You'll find many different situations within the workplace that's a great opportunity to give feedback. Some of those may be viewing real life and actual performance. It could be more formal audits or assessments, scheduled shadowing, or just general observing. If your team knows that you're always watching and you're always there to support them, they'll be more likely to mind their P's and Q's. But one thing I will warn you is to be careful of being that person that's always the critic. You don't want to come off that way. You want to make sure that you're coaching and you're developing through giving feedback is coming from a good place, wanting to grow and develop your team. It's not about nitpicking. It's about rising up and raising that new standard. I prefer for the person that I'm going to be giving feedback to know that it's coming before it actually happens. Not that feedback unexpected is a bad thing, but people tend to be more receptive when they know it's coming. It feels more purposeful than critical. However, if you see something on the fly that you feel like you should provide feedback for, be very careful about your approach, but I'm going to give you the skills on how to deliver it more effectively. So let's talk about how you give feedback. I actually like to call this the crud sandwich. And that's because we can't say curse words on this show. We're PG. Otherwise, I might call it a more foul word for crud. But either or, it's the crud sandwich. What is crud? Crud is something that you don't really want to hear. Crud might not be pleasant, but if you deliver it in a sandwich where the outsides are both appealing, then maybe they'll be more likely to take it. Some of you may be with me still, and some of you may be lost. Don't worry, I'm going to break it down for you. Giving feedback comes in three parts. Part number one, start with the good. What did they do well? Part number two, give them the crud. That's their area of opportunity where they can improve. And then part number three is end again with the good. So whether you have two separate goods or you reiterate the first good, you always want to start with the positive and end with the positive. Make sure that you're noticing their good along with their areas of opportunity. That's going to be really important. It can be really frustrating for your team members if they feel like all you see is the bad. But if they know that you're also noticing the good, then they're more likely to hear what the bad is. And sometimes the bad is not that bad. It's just an area where they can improve to be even better. So make sure you don't talk about that area of opportunity as a negative thing, but more of an actual opportunity where they could get better or be the best. Now, I'm sure for some of you, you're thinking about those situations where you go into an assessment or an audit or maybe a role play where you're practicing a certain skill and you're thinking, wow, this team member butchered it. There's so much that I need to fix. Where do I start? Before you berate this person with a trillion things to fix, I want you to take a step back and breathe and think about what is the one or two biggest things that if you can impact just those one or two things that could help them improve the most. And those are the one or two things you focus on. You never want to give somebody more than about two things to fix or two areas in which they can improve because they tend to get overwhelmed or feel discouraged. So even if you can see clearly five things, just pick the two most important and have them focus on those first. Then once they improve those, then you can move on to the next thing. But the whole point is to keep this person motivated and wanting to grow. Think of it as an opportunity for you to really show your skill as a manager. And I don't know about you, but one of the things that is the most fulfilling to me is to watch one of my team members excel, to see that potential within them and to nourish that and watch them grow. Maybe one day in the future, they'll be on top, and the people they're going to thank behind that mic is you. So don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed either. Tackle one or two things at a time. When you're thinking about those one or two areas of opportunity, don't forget your coaching model. Tell, show, do. This is a great opportunity for you to flex that type of training. And then last but not least, always check back. See how they've improved. See how they've grown. And make sure that you celebrate any growth that you've seen. Your team really needs to see your consistency. And you can't just coach and then never check back in on that same skill that you coached. Prove that you're going to be there consistently to support them and also to celebrate when they take that next step, no matter what that might be. That's the power of your consistency, their consistency. So how do we give feedback? The crud sandwich. Start with the positive. Give them the area or areas of opportunity, no more than two, and then end with the positive. That's how you give feedback. Pretty easy, right? Some things that'll really help you here is to be excited, to really celebrate their positives, make them a big deal. Smile and let them know that you believe in them. Giving feedback shouldn't be a bad thing. It should be a great thing. You're coaching and developing your team. You're guiding them and making them better. So make it a natural and normal part of business. Because the best are always learning and always practicing. And you want your team to be the best. I want to challenge you to find an opportunity this week to give one of your team members feedback. Give the crud sandwich a try and tell me how it goes. That's all I got for you guys today. Thanks for joining me on Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. Just like in the gym, where we're looking to refine our technique just a little bit more, giving feedback can help refine your team just a little bit more. I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.